This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The U.S. Senate this hour is scheduled to begin listening to the first of 3 days of opening arguments in the impeachment trial of President Donald Trump. Overnight, Democrats lost every call for early witnesses and documents so far ordered withheld by the White House. We have a report from AP's Sagar Magani.
I would rather interview a lot of people.
From ex-National Security Advisor John Bolton to the acting White House Chief of Staff.
I'd love to have Mick go.
And the Secretary of State.
I'd love to have Mike Pompeo testify.
But at a news conference in Switzerland, the president qualified all of it, saying there are concerns about them actually showing up.
We're dealing with national security.
Still, his comments were a break from Republican efforts to block testimony. Now that the Senate's approved the trial's rules, House impeachment managers this afternoon will start 3 days of opening arguments. Sagar Magani, Washington.
With the Senate working on his impeachment trial, President Trump was in Davos, telling the World Economic Forum that under his leadership, Americans are winning like never before. And predictably, the president once again called his impeachment a hoax, suggesting he was a victim.
Now, with me, there's no lying. There's no nothing. They have nothing. They don't even have a crime. They say this is the only one that's ever been impeached, and he didn't commit a crime. I didn't commit a crime. And then you get into high crimes and misdemeanors. But I didn't commit a crime.
Mr. Trump also downplayed the injuries suffered by American troops when Iran fired ballistic missiles at two Iraqi military bases earlier this month.
I heard that they had headaches and a couple of other things, but I would say, and I can report, it is not very serious.
You don't consider potential traumatic brain injury serious?
They told me about it numerous days later. You'd have to ask Department of Defense. No, I don't consider them very serious injuries relative to other injuries that I've seen.
More news at voanews.com online. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News.